Unit 40B, Activity 3.
Look at this book I borrowed at the library. Stage makeup, step by step.
Ooh, interesting. Let me see.
Look at those cats here. The makeup is fantastic.
Ah, those are the characters from the musical, aren't they?
Oh, have you seen it?
No, but the composer is British. He and the musical are extremely popular in England. Oh, look! That is Grisabella, and here, that's Macavity.
So, all the characters are cats?
Exactly. So, how do you get the look?
Well, you start with foundation as a base for the makeup. Make sure the foundation matches the skin tone. Then, paint a white circle around the mouth, then blend. The white colour should blend smoothly into the colour of the foundation.
With this sponge?
Right. Then you apply eyeshadow. It's important to use a darker shade than the model's own skin tone to give the eyes a lot of contrast, to create this cat eye-like shape. You should angle the eyeshadow upwards.
Right. You can see that on those pictures very well. The eyes look like cat's eyes for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's the same here. You apply a white line just below the eyes. This will make the eyes look bigger.
And then you apply black eyeliner. I'm always scared I'll mess up the eyeliner and that it will end up too thick because I keep correcting it.
Mm-hmm. Here it says, you don't have to be too careful with the liner. Make the line quite thick, because the eyes should be pretty dramatic.
That's right. Look here at those eyebrows. They are really impressive.
Right. You always have to keep in mind that all this is for theatre, and so the makeup has to be effective, not only for the front rows, but also up to the seats in the back.
You're right.
Then put on the lipstick and take a black pencil and draw a line around your upper lip. You can change the appearance of the shape of your lips like on this photo here.
I see. And these pictures here show the contouring, right?
The point of contouring is to highlight and to darken certain areas of the face. Essentially, contouring can make a face look a lot more interesting and distinguished. Yes. Well, darken certain areas of the face. Ah, and that's important. Blending is the key to ensure a flawless makeup, which doesn't look rough and sloppy.
And now you've finished the makeup by drawing all types of stripes on the face. Apparently, there can be quite a number of them.
Well, obviously, those are supposed to be the fur, right?
Of course, that makes sense. Hey, what about turning the two of us in Grisabella and Macavity? We could send Miriam pictures.
Great idea. Let's get our makeup kit, okay?